This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man stole a face. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moments of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Hello, America. Welcome to the show, everyone. 877-317-6432 is the number here. The Department of Homeland Security today announced that the Trump administration is going to enforce the law. Yes. We don't need no stinking immigration reform. You just need to enforce the law. In fact, for so long we've heard, we need a comprehensive immigration reform. Everybody said that, both sides, Republicans, Democrats. Because they knew that everybody had been talking about that for the last 30 years and nothing was going to get done. And look, travel ban aside, Trump has a vast legal arsenal on his side to implement the law. One thing that's happening already is that you're seeing people that are self-deporting now. Which, if you think about it, makes sense. If you know that there's a possibility now that the law is going to be enforced, then, you know, you might want to get out of Dodge ahead of time. You might want to make plans. Okay, now, there's now a new poll out. This is from thehill.com. Americans overwhelmingly oppose sanctuary cities. Huh. An overwhelming majority of Americans believe that cities that arrest illegal immigrants for crimes should be required to turn them over to federal authorities, i.e. follow the law. The poll shows that President Trump has broad public support in his effort to crack down on sanctuary cities. Again, look, the law is clearly on his side. A survey from the Harvard-Harris poll, which is, by the way, this is a very left-leaning poll, just so you know. I'm talking about the Harvard-Harris people. This survey found that 80% of voters, 80%, say local authorities should have to comply with the law by reporting to federal agents the illegal immigrants they come into contact with. Again, normal. Like, look, if there's a warrant out for my arrest and I get picked up for jaywalking and they run my name and they see that there's a warrant for me, boom. I'm done. So you're going to tell me that someone who is illegal actually has more rights than I do? Really? No. See, the problem has been is that we have, and I've been saying this for a long time, we have incentivized bad behavior. We have incentivized illegal immigration. Hell, I'd be coming over too. I mean, if you could come over, look at the state of California. Last year they gave over 400,000 driver's licenses to illegals. That's insane. Because once I have my driver's license, guess what? I can do all kinds of other things now. So, as it stands now, there are hundreds of cities across the country. Of course, many of them with Democrat mayors or city councils that have refused to follow the law. And so now the Trump administration has signed an executive order directing Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly to find ways to starve these sanctuary cities of federal funding. A Reuters analysis found the top 10 sanctuary cities in the U.S. receive, get this, $2.27 billion in federal funding for programs ranging from public health services to early childhood education. The Harvard-Harris poll survey also found strong support for an overhaul of the nation's immigration laws, with 77% saying they support, here we go, comprehensive immigration reform, against only 23% who oppose. Again, we don't need no stinking comprehensive immigration reform. While there's a broad support for comprehensive immigration reform, there's overwhelming opposition to sanctuary cities. The public wants honest immigrants treated fairly and those who commit crimes deported, and that's very clear from the data. A majority, 52%, say they support Trump's two executive orders allowing for the construction of a southern border wall, increasing the number of immigration officers by 10,000, and finding a way to revoke federal funds for sanctuary cities. The crackdown on sanctuary cities is the most popular feature of these actions, followed closely by the directive to increase border patrol, which is backed by 70% of the voters. Look, this is pretty simple here. Americans want you to follow the law. Okay? Follow the law. Follow the law. It's not that, this is not a trick question here. Follow the law. And in fact, that's what Donald Trump is going to do now. He's going to follow the law. And bravo for the administration, honestly. Because shouldn't we at least enforce the existing laws when they're on the books? And if not, then change the laws that are on the books. If the laws on the books, if the majority of the American people don't like the laws on the books, then by all means, change them legislatively. That's how a democratic republic works, a constitutional republic works. You can't just willy-nilly pick and choose the laws that you want to enforce. I mean, there's a reason for the law. Again, if you don't like the law, there's a lot of laws that I don't like particularly. But I understand that they are laws. And in order to change laws, you have to go through the process of changing the law. You don't like the law, change it. It's very simple. So, Americans were finding out that they are overwhelmingly, they oppose sanctuary cities. Because guess what? I think the most American citizens, I think they're mostly law-abiding. I think for the most part, people are law-abiding and they want the laws to be followed. And it's not some crazy concept to follow the law. No, it's not. So if these people want to stay in office, they better listen to their constituents. We'll be right back.
Edward Woodson Show.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro 1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show, 877-317-6432. Just as I said during the election, when it was said that those who support Trump in down-ballot races are going to be obliterated. Remember that? Yeah, how'd that work out? Didn't work out so well. Kelly Ayotte, by the way. All right. And I said this. I said that the opposite was going to happen. That those that that sided with Donald Trump and supported Donald Trump, they were the ones that were going to win. I saw this clear as day. And I'm going to tell you another thing. I just talked to you about that recent poll, that Harvard-Harris poll about how 80%, that's, I mean, 80% of Americans oppose sanctuary cities. 80%. And I would just venture a guess here that the majority of Americans also support enforcing of the immigration laws in this country, although they won't say it out loud. They won't say it in a poll because for fear of being labeled a racist. But I suspect that if you had an honest poll, I suspect that the vast majority of Americans would also support enforcing the existing immigration laws. So I think that if you are a politician right now, you've got to be very wary of supporting sanctuary cities, illegal immigration, open borders. Look, one of the things that Donald Trump really taught us all was to ignore the noise. He didn't listen to any of the goofy autopsy of the GOP, the talk about how, oh, you can't talk about immigration. There's no way. You have to have comprehensive immigration reform. I want to play this this soundbite here of Terry McAuliffe. The governor of Virginia says that deporting illegals creates a chilling effect for new immigrants. But see, here's the thing. I don't know what he's talking about when he says new immigrants. Does he mean new illegal immigrants or new immigrants that come legally into this country? Because if you come in legally, I think you're good. Anyway, listen. It's a good thing that they have term limits, by the way, in Virginia, because this man would not be reelected in Virginia. Although, I don't know. Now, Virginia's a different place because it's essentially two states.
Governor, the White House says that it is focusing these raids on criminal illegal immigrants. Tell us why.
Wait a minute. All right. Well, this is, so it's stuck. It's not playing. Anyway, so he says that Donald Trump, by enforcing the law...
You oppose the way these raids are being done.
Well, first of all, I have a concern. As governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia, or any governor of their state, we have reports in our office that last week ICE officials stopped individuals coming out of a church from a hypothermia center, had been cold the night before, and randomly stopped people.
Notice how I said, from a hypothermia center, they had been cold the night before. Don't you like puppies? What about the children, the cold children? Are we going to kick them out?
And started asking them questions. In fact, the first gentleman they stopped was a legal resident, so therefore they had no right to stop this individual. We have reports they've gone into homes looking for individuals and have tried to do collateral interviews with other people in the home. We have had reports of stopping people on the street, asking them if they'd seen this person in the picture, and then asking them questions. So my concern is, and I wrote to General Kent Kelly, who I have tremendous respect, four-star general in the Marine Corps. I have a son in the Marines. We love the Marine Corps. But I do want to know, as governor, what is the standard we are now using to stop individuals?
All right. Let me just tell Governor McAuliffe, the standard is the law. You're a lawyer. Maybe you should go and read the law, and then you would know the standard, dummy.
without any due process. Why are they stopping individuals? And I've requested of General Kelly a meeting, and I want to thank him. We are going to have a meeting this week with ICE officials to explain to me what is the new procedure. Are we now randomly just going to stop individuals without any reason, any due process, because of the way they may look, without any reason for stopping them? If that's the case, I just want to know that, because I now have individuals in Virginia who have been stopped with no reason for them being stopped, as I say, legal residents of the United States of America, and this would be a dramatic turn for our country, and I want to know what the procedures are going forward, because, Jim, at the end of the day...
Here we go.
This is not making us safer. ICE enforcement...
It's not making us safer. How is that not making us safer? I don't get it. If you take one guy off the street that's a potential criminal, how is that? That's not supposed to be here. How is that not making us safer?
Should be doing their job, and I have tremendous respect for them to make sure we continue to keep our communities safe. But what you can do is have a chilling effect, drive people underground. If you hit someone with a communicable disease, they are going to not come out and get treatment. You are going to have individuals who will not come out and work with law enforcement, and it can have a crippling effect on our economy. I have already lost two site visits to Virginia of people who said, you know what? It's just not the time to come visit America. I'm trying to create jobs here, and I worry about the overextension of what we are doing with law enforcement, where we don't have rights to stop people, and they're doing it, and it will have a chilling effect on this.
I am really worried about the fact that, you know, the government is going to enforce the law. It's crazy. See, I love how he says, it's not making us any safer. Says who? Says the man that lives in the governor's mansion surrounded by bodyguards and armed agents. Says who? What are you talking about? It's not making sense. It's the same stupid argument they say about, if you don't allow Muslims into the country, if you ban Muslims from coming into these countries, from the countries that are basically stateless countries that we can't vet anybody from. Well, if we let them in, then if we ban them, then... you know, we're not going to be safer. What kind of pretzel logic is that? What are you talking about when you say, I don't even know what that means. What does that mean? We can't let people come into this country. If we reduce the number of people coming to this country, we're not going to be safe. Get out of here. All right, we'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin. Powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-713-3227. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-713-3227. That's 1-800-713-3227. 1-800-713-3227.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. Well, of course, yesterday was the big protest, Not My President's Day, right? And there were, the media told us that there were protests. There were thousands and thousands of protests all over the country, that it was a huge deal. And I guess it was, I don't know, maybe it was too nice of a day yesterday. In Washington, there were literally like a dozen people across the street from the White House at in Lafayette Park. And I saw in all over Atlanta and cities all over the country, there were, I don't know, maybe a couple hundred. But it wasn't thousands, okay? But trust me, the media won't talk about that. Anyway, a child at an anti-protest, anti-Trump protest, was interviewed during this Not My President's Day. And they interviewed this little kid, and first of all, let me just say this. This is like indoctrination, and it starts very early. The indoctrination starts very early. So I want to play this this little soundbite for you.
So she is live in Atlanta. Mariana, what are you seeing?
So, Katie, I wanted to just stand over.
over here so you could see how protesters here in Atlanta, marchers here in Atlanta, I meant to say, have taken over blocks and blocks here, headed to the financial district in Midtown Atlanta. They say that a plethora of issues brought here. They are rallying against Donald Trump's so-called Muslim ban. They are rallying against his immigration policies. They are rallying against his alleged ties with Russia. And actually, we've been walking with these marchers for a while now. We were surprised to see that some of the littlest ones are leading this rally. People like Jose right over here. Jose, tell me, why were you leading the march just now?
Because I hate Trump, and so do my parents and other of our friends.
Wait. Because I hate Trump, and so do my parents and other friends. You see, you have to be taught this. Okay? He has no idea, Jose. Listen.
And he deported my father and my uncle because...
He deported my father and my uncle who were here illegally, and I hate him.
They were illegal immigrants.
Thank you so much, Jose. So the immigration issue very near and dear to many of the marchers' hearts here, Katie. And we still have a long while to go. These marchers plan to walk for 5 miles to the financial district, to Lenox Square here in Atlanta. I'll keep you covered as to the latest developments here on MSNBC.
Mariana, did that young boy just say that Donald Trump deported his family? Did I hear that correctly?
I'm sorry, Katie, I wasn't able to hear your question.
Did that young boy just say that Donald Trump deported members of his family?
The young boy, Jose, he said that Donald Trump deported his uncle and his father, and they are still deported. So he is living with relatives at the moment.
Mariana Tencio in Atlanta, thank you very much. Now let's go here to New York City. That's where we have Ron Allen standing by.
Oh, no. By the way, that protest, I'm not exaggerating. There was probably, like, seriously, probably like 20 people there. Okay? And I'm going to tell you, these people are going to get, I don't know if they, maybe it's because they're not getting paid like they were before. By the way, these protests, I saw this on the news the other night. I want to mention this before I forget. So I'm watching on the news the other night, and they're talking about this new wave of protesters that, you know, Trump has incited this new wave of protesters, right? And so they did this story where they interviewed this man, right? And he says, he's talking about how he gets his kids off to school, prepares their breakfast, takes them to school, and then he comes back and he looks in the computer to see where he's going to go that day. Clearly, this guy has no job. Okay? And he said he was never been involved in politics before, and, now he's involved in politics, and, he goes to the computer every day and he gets basically his marching orders, where he's going to go protest that day. And I thought to myself, this guy, who can afford to do that? Somebody that's out of work. But no, this guy's job is to protest. His job is to protest. And I want to tell you something. After a while, you know, look, it's like mercenaries in war. If you don't believe in your heart of hearts what you're doing, and you're just doing it for the money, you're just going through the motions, you're doing it for the money, then I don't know how effective that is. I think initially it's effective, but I don't know how effective it is long term. And what I noticed is with this news story, this guy, he doesn't really, I thought this guy, oh, he said he didn't even vote. He said he didn't even vote. but that after the election, he's become motivated since Trump. And this news story is probably about, I don't know, a week or two ago. I saw it. And I meant to bring it up, but it's just so much is, you know, there's so much going on. I forgot to bring it up, but it just, I was just thinking about it just now. This guy doesn't care about Trump. All these people that are now protesting, where did they come from? And why didn't they go to the polls and vote? If they were so concerned about Donald Trump being president. Right? If all of a sudden now they're being called to action. They didn't care before. And now all of a sudden they care? I'll tell you why they care. Because they're getting paid. They're getting paid by the George Soros gang. The same people that are paying for the Black Lives Matter, MoveOn.org, Organizing for Action, which is part of the Obama shadow government. And it's the same with this kid. I hate Trump because he deported my father and my uncle. Okay, I get it. I get how you probably hate Trump because he deported your dad and your uncle. I get it. Maybe you should be pissed off at your dad for bringing you into the situation. Maybe when he gets older, he'll realize that. But right now, he's just parroting. Like, I suspect a lot of these people are just parroting. I'll be right back.
In a moment with Edward Woodson.
We use cell phones against our heads every day, but now a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's Improve Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Relax your mind. Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. So, did you know this? Stocks are up 10% since Trump took office. Okay? The Trump bump, they're calling it. Of course, you won't hear that in the mainstream media. And here's another story you're not going to hear. Ivanka Trump, her perfume soars to number one bestseller on Amazon. Despite these boycotts, her signature perfume is now the number one bestseller on the retail giant Amazon. Her perfume, Ivanka Trump Eau de Parfum Spray for Women, $34 for a 3.4-ounce bottle, was number one for at least a six consecutive day. One reviewer wrote, "I normally don't buy this at Nordstrom, but now that I heard they will not carry it anymore, I was happy to find it on Amazon." Nice. Of course, Nordstrom Inc. said earlier this month that it would cut out Ivanka Trump's fashion brand from his lineup. So this is pretty cool, because the market, this is a perfect example of capitalism and economics at work. Because this organization, Grab Your Wallet, started this campaign to basically boycott anything that is Ivanka Trump's. And here's the thing about this Ivanka Trump deal. I mean, what did Ivanka Trump have to do with anything? By all accounts, she is a fine person, a fine citizen, has never gotten into any trouble. Seems to be a good mother and wife. Seems to be successful in her own right. I get she had, she was born with a, the Lucky Sperm Club. Get that. Okay. I get it. But, you know, if you think about it, it's really unfair, to blame Ivanka for her father, because that's what they're doing. They're blaming Ivanka for her father, and it's just not fair. Here's another thing. I wanted to point this out because it's kind of analogous to this story. New York City moms now think that mingling with Trump's grandchildren will infect them. Yes, a preschool scene in New York City, which, of course, is known for being pretty cutthroat. But what happens when your kids get accepted to the same school as the literal spawn of Satan? This was recounted from page 6 in the New York Post. And it is truly ridiculous and at best downright bigoted and nasty at worst. This from the New York Post, page 6. Upper East Side moms are having a spirited online debate over whether to boycott a school where grandchildren of President Trump is a student. One of the anonymous contributors to UrbanBaby.com said her son had gotten into Buckley School, but she didn't want to send him there because a son of Donald Jr.'s, likely 4-year-old Spencer Frederick, is going to be going to kindergarten there in the fall. They will be in the same classroom, and I don't think I can deal with this. Birthday parties, etc., the mother wrote. Another mom replied, "It's an innocent kid. It's not like he can help the family he was born into. The hate must really run deep with you." A third mother wrote, "You almost have to decline. It sounds like it will drive you crazy. You want to spend 9 years worried about that DS, darling son, is getting affected with Trumpism?" Now, the other mothers, frankly, are correct. That mother should absolutely decline to send her child to that school. But not because of the Trumps. The Trumps and all the other children and families involved with the school don't deserve to be put through her nonsense. I honestly feel sorry for this woman. Really. Because, again, what exactly did this little kid do? Huh? What exactly did this little kid do? This has just gotten to be ridiculous. If you need more proof that the media is either clueless or they spout fake news, I want you to listen to this exchange. This is NBC's Katie Turr. Okay? Talking about...
seemed to have a lot of confidence, though, that he is going to treat Russia in as tough a way as his predecessors did.
I do. And I think he'll treat it...
I'm just wondering where that confidence comes from. I'm just wondering where that confidence comes from.
By the way, she's talking to a GOP congressman, Florida congressman. I forget the guy's name. And this is Katie Turr from NBC.
Well, he's got a lot of conservative people in the government. And, you know, he's a business guy, so he might have spoken a little less nuanced than very trained generals and State Department leaders might. But I think he knows that, as he said all through the campaign, we're going to keep America strong. We're going to keep America safe, both at home and abroad. And you can't do that without dealing with Russia.
He also has a number of people that were, at least in his administration, until last week, who were friendly with Russia, General Mike Flynn being one of them. His former campaign CEO was Paul Manafort, who's got ties to Russia. His Secretary of State was given the Medal of Friendship by Russia. So you say there's a lot of conservatives who are going to push back on Russia, but I see a lot of folks within Donald Trump's administration who have a friendlier view of Russia than maybe past administrations did.
Oh, no.
Well, I think it was Obama that leaned over to Putin and said, "I'll have a little more flexibility to give you what you want after the re-election."
I'm sorry, I don't know what you're referring to, Congressman.
Remember when he leaned over at a panel discussion or at a meeting and he said, "I'll have more flexibility after the election." No one really ever pushed the president on what he meant by that, but I can only assume for a thug like Putin that it would embolden him.
Congressman Francis Rooney, Republican of Florida.
She has no idea what he's talking about. No idea. Well, let me just refresh your memory there, Katie, okay? She doesn't remember any of this. Doesn't remember that Barack Obama told Medvedev that he would have more flexibility after the election. She forgot all about that. Either she forgot about that, or she's peddling fake news. I mean, it's one or the other. Either she's... Here we go. See, this is why trust in media is at an all-time low. This is why media doesn't trust you or believe you any longer. Now, either you're just a shill and you're just reading, or you're lying. It's one of the two. But either way, you suck. I mean, this story was all over the place. I remember when it happened. It was 2014. Or no, I'm sorry. No, I'm wrong. It was right before the 2012 election. The run-up to the 2012 election, where Barack Obama said he would have more flexibility with the Russians. Katie Turr has no idea. No idea. All right, I'm out of time for the day, but check out my website, edwardwoodson.com. That's edwardwoodson.com. Also, like us on Facebook, The Edward Woodson Show, and follow me on Twitter, at Ed Woodson Show. It is an honor and a privilege to be with you every day to give you your fair share of the truth. Good day, America. I'm out.
Thank you for tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
I'm Maria Brouse, Director of Media and Community Relations with Publix Supermarkets. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Publix for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.